Unit 2.3, health, fitness and well-being. Number one. So we're going to look at, firstly, some of the definitions that are important in this unit. So, the definition of health, this is a state of emotional, physical and social well-being. Definition of fitness, this is the ability to meet the physical demands placed on you by the environment. Now you need to know both of those, they could be tested on. Now define well-being, this is not on the specification, but it helps you understand what is being taught throughout this unit, so it is very handy to know. And the definition of well-being is a state of being comfortable, healthy or happy. And then finally, what is meant by a sedentary lifestyle? Okay, this is a lifestyle that features little or no physical activity. Unit 2.3, health, fitness and well-being, session number 2. So in this one we're going to look at the 7 physical benefits of exercise on health. Then these are: reduce risk of coronary heart disease. It gives you, so number 2 is it gives you a healthy blood pressure. Number 3, prevents obesity. Number 4, gives you a reduced chance of diabetes. Number 5, it increases your bone density. Number 6, it increases fitness. And number 7, it improves posture. And kind of all of these link to another one, which is it gives you less chance of being injured, okay, when you're taking part in physical activity or anything that is strenuous in your everyday life. Now, the consequences of a sedentary lifestyle are basically just the opposite of these physical benefits. So, number 1, you have an increased risk of coronary heart disease. Number 2, you're more likely to have high blood pressure. Number 3, you have an increased chance of obesity. Number 4, you have an increased chance of diabetes. Number 5, the bones are weaker and more likely to get damaged. Number 6, you have poor fitness levels leading to that increased chance of injury. And number 7, poor posture. Okay, so that is the physical effects or benefits of a positive or sedentary lifestyle. Unit 2.3, health, fitness and well-being, lesson number 3. And this one we're going to look at the emotional and the social benefits of a physical and active lifestyle, and also the consequences of a sedentary lifestyle. So we're going to start off by looking at the emotional side and the 3 emotional benefits of having an active lifestyle are: number 1, it increases self-esteem. Number 2, it reduces stress. And number 3, it improves your image. Now, the negatives or the consequences of having a sedentary lifestyle, so not being active, is number 1, you have a low self-esteem, so again, it's the opposite. Number 2, you have increased stress levels. And number 3, you have a poor body image. Now, the social side, we have 3 social benefits of having this active, healthy lifestyle. And that is: number 1, you can make new friends. Number 2, it can make you feel as though you belong to a group or a team. And number 3, it reduces loneliness. Now, the consequences of a sedentary lifestyle, it's not quite the opposite here, it just gives you 2. And it says less chance to make or meet friends. And then it can cause that feelings of isolation and loneliness. So it's very similar, and they've just kind of missed out that belonging of a team. They've missed out the opposite of that. Unit 2.3, health, fitness and well-being, session number 4. This one we're going to look at balanced diet, and we're going to look at carbohydrates, proteins and fats. So what is a balanced diet? This is a diet that contains the correct proportions of carbohydrates, fats, proteins, fibre, vitamins, minerals and water necessary to maintain good health. We're going to look at each of those 7 now, and we're going to look at 3 in this session. So, what is the main function of carbohydrates and what foods are they found in? That can often be a question. So, the main function is to provide energy. We have complex carbohydrates for slow release And then we have simple carbohydrates for this immediate energy. So your complex carbohydrates would be found in rice, bread, pasta, bananas and potatoes. In your simple carbs, your sugars, and they'll be found in cakes, biscuits and fruits. Now carbohydrates, obviously really important for any sports person. So if you're looking for a sporting example, you know, give the most obvious answer and go for those marathon runners who need those carbohydrates to keep providing the energy so they can keep running the marathon at the same pace, not slowing down, giving them a better chance of getting a better time or a higher finish position in the race. Now we're going to move on to proteins. Now the main function of protein is to allow the muscles and body tissues to grow and repair. So it's that growth and repair. It can also provide energy when the body's fat and carbohydrate stores are depleted, but really the most important thing with proteins is growth and repair. The foods it's found in is meat, poultry, fish, eggs, dairy products, lentils, beans, and nuts. But if you're looking at protein, and we're always trying to give those most obvious examples, it's growth and repair, found in your meat and chicken, and it's useful for those sports where you need, you know, your big muscles, you need your strength. So rugby players, weightlifters. So a rugby player, if he's big and strong, he's got a protein-rich diet, his muscles grow and repair quick. He can then break through tackles, giving him a better chance of scoring a try. Or when he's defending, he can complete his tackles, stopping the opposition from scoring. And now the final one we're going to move on to in this little section is the main function of fats. Now the main function of fats is to provide us with energy and keep us warm. The use for energy when stores of carbohydrates run low, but these are your slow release, so they're really suitable for your endurance athletes. So again, your sporting example here can be that marathon runner, and when his carbohydrates are running low, he uses his fat stores so he can keep going at that same pace so he doesn't get overtaken, giving him a better chance of winning the race. And the food that you find fats in is butter, cheese, you get some in meat, fried food obviously, nuts in your treats. Unit 2.3, health, fitness and well-being. Number 5, here we're going to look at the rest of those 7 components of a balanced diet. So we're going to start off with vitamins. These are vital in keeping the body functioning well and preventing disease. Each of the vitamins has a specific function. What we look at 2 in particular. Vitamin A can give you good eyesight, and vitamin C helps to heal wounds. So you're thinking of an example there. You know, eyesight is good in all sports, so you can see what you're doing, giving you a better chance of winning, connecting with a ball, etc. And healing wounds, obviously most sports, you can get cuts. If they can heal quicker, you can get playing quicker, missing less time. And these are found in fruit, veg, eggs, and milk. Now, minerals, very similar. They allow the body to function correctly. We look again at 2 in particular. We look at iron and calcium. Iron is useful for carrying oxygen to the muscles, so your muscles can keep working for a long period of time. So again, at any sport game that works for a long period of time, rugby, football, hockey, netball, okay, iron is useful to keep that oxygen going so you can keep your performance level. And in the last minute, you may be able to put that run in to create a scoring opportunity or to score the winning goal. And we also look at calcium, which is obviously good for your strong bones. So you're looking at those contact sports. It's good to have those strong bones so you're less likely to get injured, and you can generate more force as well. So in rugby, you can generate more force in a tackle if you have these strong bones through calcium. Obviously, calcium is found in milk, and your iron can be found in your meat and veg. Now, fibre. Fibre is required to keep the digestive system working. It prevents constipation. So that could be good in events where you're needing to make a weight. So boxing, jockeys, so they're light on the horse, not slowing it down, giving it a better chance of winning. And fibre is found in bread, oats, brown rice and vegetables. Now, the final component of a balanced diet is water. Obviously, water can be found in foods, but obviously it's primarily found in your water and other liquids. Whenever we're taking part in exercise, we lose water through sweating and through breathing, and it must be replaced. If it's not replaced, we can get dehydrated, and that lowers your performance levels. So you then cannot perform to the same level. So you're likely to maybe not score that winner, or you may be likely to concede that winner because you're not playing to the best of your ability. Unit 2.3, health, fitness and well-being, number 6. And we're now just kind of finishing off the unit. We're looking at the symptoms of dehydration, or the benefits of hydration, and some thoughts on diet, just to finish the unit off. So, dehydration, the symptoms of dehydration, this is something you could be asked, include headaches, tiredness and a lack of concentration. And I mentioned it at the end of the last session, and it has that negative effect on performance. So you cannot play as well when you are dehydrated. So it's really important you're hydrated when you take part in sport. Now, looking at diet, how do we maintain the same weight? We must put in to our body the same amount of calories that we burn out. That will maintain our weight. If we have too many calories and we don't burn them all off, then we will put on weight. And if we burn off too many calories, burn off more calories than we eat, then we will lose weight. So that's a consideration for any performer about their optimum weight, the best weight for them to play their sport. Now, performers need to consider things like how to sort their diet out to best suit them. So, runners will have lots of carbohydrates to give them the energy because they need to do lots of training. Okay, they're covering lots of miles, so they're burning lots of calories. Rugby players, we've mentioned in this unit, weightlifters may need the protein so they can get the bigger muscles to be stronger. So, it's looking at tailoring the diet to suit the individual performer.